Bath time for Bigfoot. In the small town of Willow Creek, there lived a boy named Lucas, whose best friend was no ordinary playmate. Link was a Bigfoot with large, friendly eyes and a gentle smile, who often visited Lucas to play and explore. One sunny day, as Link lumbered into the living room with his usual happy grin, Lucas's mom wrinkled her nose and took a big sniff. "Oh, Link, you need a bath before we have any adventures today," she declared, covering her nose with her hand. "Lucas, I think that's a job for you. I don't even want to touch those muddy feet," she said with a chuckle. Link, with a look of surprise, sniffed himself and shrugged. "But I smell quite nicely to me," he mumbled. Despite his protests, it was clear that a bath was inevitable. However, Link's love for his own peculiar scent, especially his very smelly feet, made the task quite challenging. As Lucas prepared the tub, he quickly found out that giving a Bigfoot a bath was no small feat. Quite literally. Link was fascinated by the bubbles and laughed when they tickled his nose, but every time Lucas tried to scrub his feet, Link would pull them back, claiming they were perfectly fine. With patience and a little bit of playful strategizing, Lucas had an idea. He turned the chore into a game, pretending the bubbles were magical and would grant wishes. Link, excited by the idea of making wishes, dipped his feet into the sudsy water. As he played and splashed, he didn't even notice Lucas scrubbing away the dirt. Bubbles flew through the air as laughter filled the room, and by the end of the game, Link was as clean as could be. "See, that wasn't so bad, was it?" Lucas grinned. Link, now fresh and sparkling, nodded with a happy stomp of his feet. "I smell like flowers now," he giggled. And with that, the two were ready for a fresh new adventure, with no smelly feet in sight.